This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyan. Voting is underway for the first phase of general elections. Polling is taking place in 102 parliamentary constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. Simultaneously, voting is also taking place to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single pace today. Voting started in the most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and left-wing extremism affected areas. In the first phase, voting is being held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. They are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling is also being held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this space of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, and as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sundar Rajan and Jitin Prasada. Besides Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate is being sealed in the EVMs today. 1,63,000 polling stations have been set up for 16,63,00,000 voters in this space. Around 36,00,000 first-time voters are also exercising their franchise. The Election Commission has ensured that basic facilities are in place so that every voter can cast their vote with ease. In this space, over 14,00,000 people aged more than 85 years and around 14,00,000 persons with disabilities have been provided the option to vote from home. The Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir is going on polls on 5 paces. In the first phase, voting is being held at Udhampur parliamentary seat. Voting is progressing at brisk pace in Tamil Nadu in all 39 constituencies. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, film star Rajnikant, BJP leaders Tamilasai Sundar Rajan and Annamalai are among the important personalities who have already exercised their franchise. Now we move on to Maharashtra, where polling is taking place in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies. From west, we now go over to the northeastern state of Nagaland. Voting is taking place for the only Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland. In Manipur, voting is being held for 30 assembly seats of inner parliamentary constituency and 15 assembly segments of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. In West Bengal, under the first phase, voting is taking place in Kuch Bihar, Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri seats. Polling has been largely peaceful so far, except reports of some instances of violence and conflicts in Kuch Bihar constituency. The Election Commission has sought a report from the Chief Electoral Officer of the state. A CRPF Jawan died at Mata Bhanga of Kuch Bihar, but the cause of death is not yet to be ascertained. In Bihar, moderate polling is being witnessed in 4 parliamentary constituencies of Gaya, Nawada, Jamui and Aurangabad. Despite sweltering heat in poll-bound areas, enthusiasm is being seen in youth and first-time voters. Talking to Akashvani News, several voters in the Gaya parliamentary constituency said, "It is a great milestone in our life. In this parliamentary constituencies, 15 assembly seats, segments are Naxal-affected where polling will conclude at 4 p.m. In Arunachal Pradesh, where simultaneous legislative assembly elections are being held in a single pace, over 55.58% voting was reported till 3 p.m. for parliamentary election and 56.19% for assembly elections in the state. In Sikkim as well, single-phase assembly elections are taking place. The filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls will end this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in the phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. The Indian Railway is operating a record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. The railway is operating a record-breaking 9,111 trips during the summer season to ensure the convenience of passengers and manage the anticipated surge in travel demand during summers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.